Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm here. Bob, I'm off cheese, and I don't know why. I'm worried about myself.
Off cheese.
I suddenly no longer desire cheese on any kind of food.
Something wrong with you.
It's never happened to me before.
Animal products.
No, I'm okay. I ate a burger.
The animal rights folks went up in Canada. They stormed a steakhouse.
Oh, I heard about that.
And the lady was saying, she's talking about her chicken, and she said her chicken
had feelings.
She liked to hug her chicken, had a personality.
Yes.
And whenever the animal rights activists are in the news, I always eat an extra animal.
Right.
That day.
Uh-huh.
If necessary, a can of sardines.
That's
it's carnage.
That's a lot.
Carnage.
Anyway, I don't know why I'm off cheese. My wife had to put garlic on a macaroni and cheese, so I would eat it. So anyway, if I start to lose it or just drift away, just know that it's a lack of lactose and salt.
So I come on the show and I say I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and you say I'm Doug and I'm not eating cheese.
I know. It just struck me. I just thought about it because I had wanted to mention it to you earlier.
Oh.
Because I might need some kind of counseling.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, more and more kids in schools, public school, and through the media, they're announcing to their parents, I don't eat meat.
Right, yeah, well, it's nothing like that.
I don't eat meat.
No, it's just suddenly I don't desire cheese. Well, how does that happen?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm full.
You need to go to Venezia.
Is that, Venezia in Italy?
Or Firenze.
Firenze. Yeah, yeah.
And get some of that, you know, here you get Parmesan cheese. It's made anywhere.
Sure.
There, Parmesan cheese has to be from Parma.
Oh.
If it's not from Parma, they're going to get a fine from the EU.
Oh, is that right?
The EU.
So that's good cheese, though.
Oh.
Maybe that's what I need is some kind of gourmet
and
cheese.
And if you get a, what do they call that, a wheel?
A big wheel of fromage.
Oh, years ago, Cheryl and I were there with dear friends in Italy, and a wheel was like $800. Today, I'm sure it's $3,000.
Well, I would guess.
For a wheel of Parmesan cheese from Parma.
Wow. All right, Mel, I'll take
That'll
you up on
cure
that.
You.
I'll go to Italy and see. And the only reason that struck me was because I did want to start promoting the pasta banquet, and I suspected there would be cheese involved. There's going to be a big pasta banquet put on by Colorado Right to Life.
Yes.
Right? It's going to be at Denver Bible Church. It's also going to be a film festival.
Yeah. So it's a pasta banquet and film festival.
Yes.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's the fall big event for Colorado Right to Life.
Yes.
And we're expecting so many people that there are two sittings. There is a lunch sitting and a dinner sitting.
Okay.
And it's really going to be fun. And the short films, there are three short films. They're awesome.
Well, that sounds
and
cool.
They're produced, promoted by Jason Jones, dear friend of Bob and Yurt Live.
Love Jason
for
Jones.
Many years.
Yep. $50 a person.
Yeah.
At the door, you can pay in advance. Or $125 for a family, no matter how many kids you have. In fact, if you have over six, we start to give you a discount, like $5 a kid.
Well, no, it's $50 a person, and a family is $125.
No matter how big the family is. What if they got 18 kids?
That's okay.
It's all right. It's only $125.
All right. So, Doug, we should do some news stories.
In fact,
we've just blown so much time.
I know.
Forget the stories. Just do the headlines.
All right. All right. I pulled this down this morning. Medical miracle, doctors reattach toddler's head after horrific crash.
Now, that's the headline?
How do you
doctors
not download that?
Reattach toddler's head. So that story is not true.
Oh, you don't think that's true?
Obviously.
But I'll tell you.
An exaggeration.
So here's
you
the thing.
Should be able to know if a story is true or false just by the headline.
Now, that would be a good
standard. Now, not always, but you should be. That's obviously not true.
So you say it's obviously not true, but who seeing that headline would not click through on that?
Doctors reattached toddlers. I mean, obviously this was a terrible car crash.
Yeah.
But where was it? In England.
It was. The young child suffered what doctors call an internal decapitation. That's where the vertebrae at the base of the skull are separated from one another and the skull.
Oh, but his spinal column, the spinal cord
is not
cut.
Remained intact.
Because when that's severed, you're dead. There's no time for doctors to do anything.
There's very little time. No. But when I saw the headline, I would have assumed that the doctors were stitching his head
back. So many headlines, especially from Drudge, and especially from any media outlet in Britain, are dramatic exaggerations, typically.
They are.
So doctors reattach toddler's head after horrific crash. Not true.
Not true.
But they did reattach his vertebrae.
Yes, they did. And it's funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
They used a piece of his rib to fix his vertebrae.
It's awesome.
A six-hour surgery. It's an impressive story. You don't have to be misleading about it. It's a very compelling story.
Well, I thank God for the abilities that he has given us.
Amen.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That the doctors could do that and help this kid and his mother.
All right, I got another headline. You can tell me if you think this story is true or false just on its face from the headline.
All right.
U.S. and Russia can't agree on the definition of terrorism.
True. that is so obviously true.
Cut and dry.
There's no actual need to report the story.
You can just
it's
read
so
that.
So obviously
and move on.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what the whole story is going to talk about: Syria and who's bombing who.
Right.
And so,
that's it. We don't agree. We disagree with the Can't find a definition. All right. How about this one?
And by the way, if anybody wants a definition of terrorism, go to kgov.com/terrorism, and you'll find the best definition of terrorism that is used.
I agree, and it's concise, and it's easy to understand. And I think that if Vladimir Putin sat down with a real American, someone other than Barack Obama, they could agree.
Hmm.
They could agree.
So that if there's crime,
run-of-the-mill
crime is not terrorism.
Correct.
So you need to know what distinguishes, say, mass murder from terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to some of that too.
Good thing we're just doing the headlines because we blew so much time at the beginning of the show.
Well, you don't know how much this has affected me,
but
cheese thing.
We did announce the pasta banquet.
We did.
And film festival.
We have. So we've done some good. That's November 7th.
To benefit Colorado Right to Life.
And the personhood movement, November 7th.
And you said it's going to be in Wheat Ridge at Denver Bible Church.
In Wheat Ridge at Denver Bible Church.
And so aside from coming out to a Colorado Right to Life event, people get to visit DBC and see what the facility's like.
The facility's beautiful, by the way. I can't tell you how much I love what you did with the beams and the ceiling. With the contrast and the colors.
Yeah, just beautiful, right?
The women of Denver Bible Church are very, very
because they make all the decisions about the decor.
About the decor.
And the colors.
Yep, they did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are men who might want to make that decision.
But not in our church.
But the women make the decision.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we got another headline.
Another headline. So you just tell me if this is true or false on its face based on the headline. Rage Against the Machine bass player thinks ISIS and the moon landing are fake.
Obviously true. Obviously true. No need to read the story.
Well, now wait. I know that this is
this
is one of your favorite bands of all time. Does this hurt you to know that
I barely recognize the name as being a band.
I know. Well,
if you didn't say bass player, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah,
reminds me that they're a band, Rage Against the Machine.
I'm not familiar with their body of work, but apparently their bass player thinks...
Now, Ghost in the Machine is when evolutionists try to figure out...
Oh.
We are, like, they think our brain is a meat machine.
Right.
A meat computer. And they try to figure out why we have consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Because atoms are made of matter.
This is true.
And matter is not a good candidate for explaining consciousness.
It doesn't explain
awareness.
It at all. Wow.
And so they talk about the ghost in the machine, and increasingly very well respected by certain people.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Atheist scientists are claiming that we don't even have consciousness.
Mm, that's right.
So you know how Drudge is obsessed with saying computers are about to be conscious?
Oh, absolutely.
And so these same evolutionary biologists are saying that we are not conscious.
But the computers are
an illusion, but the computers are.
See, proving again my axiom that without God, insanity inevitably it comes.
You can't make this stuff up.
Eventually you go crazy.
Like if a child is conceived by a criminal, to be a liberal, you have to want to kill the child and protect the rapist.
That's right. It's just mental.
And to be a liberal, you have to think that taxes are too low and ATM fees are too high.
That's right. And you have
and
to
then you can be a liberal.
Outrage about both. Obviously,
okay,
mental illness.
Okay, so Rage Against the Machine bass player.
He's a bass player for a band called Rage Against the Machine. I'm not familiar with their body of work, but he does say that the U.S. government created ISIS, and he doesn't believe NASA ever landed on the moon.
It's my wife used to date a bass player.
Is that right?
And I worked for Microsoft as a database player.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you got it. The guy can't be that smart. He plays a guitar with only four strings on it.
Yeah. I mean, and I did that in high school. It was embarrassing.
You were a bass player?
Yeah.
I thought about taking, you know, Sting was a bass player.
For a band named Mantis.
Mantis?
Yeah.
Because you mentioned Ghost in the Machine. Now I know what Sting was pondering 35 years ago.
Oh.
He was an atheist, probably. Oh. And he was familiar with that line of thinking.
Yeah.
I never did appreciate the body work of the Police either. How do you feel about it?
You mean
the band, the Police? I like the Police.
Not the Police.
No, we love the Police.
I'm the most culturally illiterate talk show host, long-term talk show host in the history of radio.
Yep, I believe.
The Police. I wouldn't know them if they arrested me. I just wouldn't know them.
Well, they're not going to arrest you. Well, they're not. But they probably will do something that will offend you because I think they're a bunch of atheists. Hmm. I never made that connection with their album. But anyway, so Rage Against the Machine, that's true. We believe it. Bob, we have not had an opportunity to discuss the horrific school shootings last week. There was actually
two. In Oregon community. There have been about 45 in the U.S. this year so far.
Just
shootings at schools.
Amazing. Well, there was two last week. There's one in Idaho. Didn't make a lot of news because only one person was wounded and the shooter was captured. But the one in Oregon.
9 murdered, 9 injured.
9 killed, 9 injured. And it's not alleged, because now we've heard it from several firsthand sources, that the killer asked people to state their religion. He said, stand up, state your religion. And the
Are
ones,
you a Christian?
Yeah. And the ones who did say, yes, I'm a Christian. He reportedly said, okay, you're going to meet God in about a second. And then he shot them in the head. Hmm.
So, Doug, so many thoughts about that. The Christians who were killed, if it was some other group that was targeted, let's say it happened to be homosexuals.
All right.
Our church, Denver Bible Church, would be blamed.
Oh, if it was homosexuals, yes.
I mean, our church, even though we're more than 1,000 miles away, 20-hour car drive, we would be blamed.
For the rhetoric.
If it were homosexuals.
Yes.
You know, God, guns, and all that.
Oh, God, guns, and all that. Wait a second. Before we move on, I barely have time for this. I wish I had more, but you are quoted extensively in the upcoming Newsweek. I believe the Newsweek that's on the stands now.
Well, yeah, the October 9th issue. It's a weekly Newsweek cover story, God, guns, and
something
ganja.
Else. Ganja, right. And it's
marijuana.
It's all about Colorado.
Colorado is the future of American politics. And it talks about, and it's got a Christian cowboy on the cover.
I like
cowboy
that.
Hat.
Cowboy hat with a cross.
Yeah.
Christian cowboy. And that's you in the article.
Well, I don't know. It's us, I'd say. It's Denver Bible Church. It's the personhood movement. They just happened to pick me out of possibly 100 people to interview at the Brown Palace 2 months ago.
Yes, thank heavens.
What timing. They come out with God and Guns, their cover story.
Yeah.
Tragically, just as this horror in Oregon unfolds.
This maniac is gunning down Christians specifically.
Yes. So if he had targeted homosexuals, is there any doubt that Nina Burleigh of Newsweek, she's from their New York City bureau, flew out here to interview their, you know, guns and marijuana and Christian personhood.
Great. Well, hey.
The future of American politics.
We're happy to be in the mix.
And she did report that every time we've gone to a statewide ballot for the personhood of the unborn child, we've increased the vote by a percent or two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're getting there, you know.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
Well, more importantly, we're teaching our kids. I mean, your kids and my kids.
Right. Yeah.
We're teaching our kids.
What you do when the government and the culture are killing the innocent.
Yeah, you have to stand
up
and you have
to
speak for them.
You can do.
You have to fight.
So if it were homosexuals, we would have been blamed, I mean directly.
I believe so.
As though we had sent a message to this guy to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's Christians, we've been waiting for the media to look at those who've been mocking and vilifying Christians. From Barack Obama. And
long
Bill,
list.
Your friend, Bill Maher.
Yes.
You've been on his show.
You've been on his
politically
show. You've
incorrect.
Sat across the table from that big-eyed He's our friend, Bill Maher. There are others.
Richard Dawkins.
A long list.
I mean, when is the media going to look to... Remember Obama mocking Christians, saying the fundamentalists clinging to their God and their guns?
Yes, their religion and their guns.
Then he went to Libya, and he helped these Muslim terrorists who are literally... They're shaking their AK-47s over their heads, shouting Allah Akbar.
Right, which is what they shout before they kill Christians.
Yeah, and he's supporting them. He literally supported them.
He did.
They're flying the ISIS flag over the courthouses of the cities they took over.
That's true.
And so here's the guy criticizing those clinging to their guns and religion, being so supportive in many ways, undoubtedly partly out of sheer incompetence.
There's a little bit of that.
But supporting those who are actually clinging to their gods and guns and shooting Christians.
Yeah, the Muslims.
And beheading Christians.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the father of the Oregon shooter.
Yes. The father says not only was it not his fault, it wasn't his son's fault, it was the guns. He says the guns are to blame.
Because the guns got up that morning and wanted to shoot someone.
Well, he doesn't put it that way, but he does say, had my son not been able to get a hold of 13 guns, this wouldn't have happened. Now, we need to remind the father that the kid only took 6 of those guns to the school. The other 7 guns were still at home.
So those guns are innocent.
They changed their mind at the last minute.
So only some of the guns are
only
guilty.
Some were guilty.
But so, Doug, this father, you know, it's convenient to absolve your own influence on your child by blaming an inanimate object.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So our kids have grown up with guns.
Yes, mine too.
Millions of kids from good families have grown up with guns, and they don't shoot one another.
No, they don't.
Millions.
No.
And swords before the guns. Bows and arrows.
Go all the way back to the rock, right? It could have been a stone.
That Cain used to kill Abel.
Right.
But so, you know, I was just in the U.K.,
yes,
where this family was from. This
kid, that's right. They were
was
British.
Born in Britain,
right?
And had a braai outside of London with a family. Listeners to Bob and Yurt Live,
I believe that's the South African barbecue.
Yes, that's
right.
I've
been craving that since I got
off cheese. B-R-A-A-I.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful time with the extended family, and the moms all told the story that when they go shopping for cutlery, they get grilled like a low-level interrogation.
Oh,
and the
nice.
Clerks are trained to try to find out, what are you getting these knives for? If you want sewing shears, I mean, you go to buy scissors, you're going to get grilled.
No way.
Yes. I thought they were kidding at first. They had
serious.
No sense of a joke about this at all.
Now, we know that England has some of the strictest gun control. It's practically illegal to own a pistol, I believe, in the UK, unless you're a policeman or some kind of governing official. So now their suspicion has now fallen, now drawn to the knives as well.
Of course, and we've joked about that on and off over the years.
It must be a joke.
Yeah, and so it's actually real.
Wow.
There and not go. Only that, but other things, like if they go buy bleach or something, different chemicals you use around the house.
Because you might be a mad bomber?
You might be using it to create a weapon.
Wow.
So liberals try to make it so you can't commit crime, whereas conservatives will make it so that you won't commit a crime.
Amen.
So you could either focus on deterrence or focus on ability. If your focus is on ability, you're insane, and you will fail.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot, because a very well-known Denver talk show host, as I was driving into the studio today, said, referring to school shootings, he said, we can do nothing to stop this, and we can do very little to mitigate it.
Wow. What a tragedy.
That's what he honestly believes, that we just can't stop
this. Well, Peter Boyle's back after Columbine.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Columbine, I noticed you didn't mention the name of the shooter.
And I won't. And I gave a hat tip on my show to the sheriff in Douglas County, Oregon, who said, I will never speak his name. And he encouraged the media not to speak his name either.
Yeah.
And I think that is a good policy.
Could you tell the audience how to tune into your show?
That would be theweeklyworldview.com, or just go to iTunes, search for Doug McBurney or Conservative Talk. You'll find me. It's not hard to find.
So
but
the
I will
Columbine
never
Massacre
that.
Back 1999.
I remember it well.
At the time, one of the dads, Brian Rohrbaugh,
yeah,
publicly urged the media, don't use the name of the murderers.
Mm.
So now fast forward 16 years later.
Yeah.
That was tremendous wisdom and insight because here this particular murderer said, the more people I kill, the more famous I will be.
That's right. That's what he said on his social media posts.
Yeah.
So Brian Rohrbaugh,
very wise.
A prophetic state. And yeah. I hadn't really sensed the value of that strategy until the other day when the sheriff said it.
Yeah, very wise.
Very wise. And I hope the media will all participate. But
Doug,
quickly.
Yeah.
I wanted to put you on the spot, you remember.
Yeah.
So
Peter Boyle's Columbine just happened. He has the principal of Columbine on his show.
Right.
And they said the same thing, that nothing could be done.
Mm.
So I called in to mention that they would give these kids tests and say there are no right or wrong answers.
Yeah.
And then ask moral questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so right there, moral relativism, there is no such thing as right or wrong.
Yeah.
And then Peter Boyles, who's an atheist, and people who didn't know that at the time, they could have inferred that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he brought up the death penalty.
Really?
And said, and the principal of Columbine agreed with his comment that when they taught that, they asked the students about the death penalty, and they said there are no right or wrong answers.
Wow.
That is worse than teaching the wrong thing about the death penalty.
You're right.
It's worse.
Yeah, that's undermining their foundation, their ability to even perceive of the
issue. That there's such a thing as right or wrong.
Right. Wow. That's
so amazing. If killing people, whether you do or do not kill some individuals, there's no right or wrong answer.
No.
That's as bad as it gets regarding moral relativism. Mm. So first of all, get your kids out of the government schools.
That's the first thing.
As far as, you know, this was a college, so this is different. Yeah. These are not kids.
They're not.
I mean, there were one as young as 18.
And as old as 66 or 68,
yeah.
I believe.
So, yeah. And notice we didn't include the murderer in the casualty numbers.
No, although they did that.
Nine dead and nine injured.
They did that on Fox News Radio as I was driving the other day. They said, they counted the killer amongst the dead as if there had just been a gas explosion that killed everyone.
Right.
Unbelievable. I thought we had set the record straight on that 15 years ago.
With Columbine.
Yeah,
I thought. You don't include the murderers.
No.
Right.
Anyway, so we've made the point, but they're just not listening. They're
in
drifting.
Your memorials
forward.
And all. But the culture, they did that. They tried to include the Columbine murderers in their memorials.
Right, I remember.
Just insane.
Yeah, and we had to stand
people
up.
Magazine, your photo was in People Magazine, cutting down two of the trees. Well, you were cutting down one of the trees at the time of the photo at a big church in southwest Denver.
I remember, all of us.
Remember the name of the church? Bowles.
Bowles Community
Church. Yeah.
West Bowles Community
West
Church.
Bowles.
Yes, a very, very nice, expensive building.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But Brian Rohrbaugh, you, I, others, we had to practically stand on the roof of the buildings and scream at people, please don't include the murderers in the list with the victims.
Don't honor the murderers.
And don't honor the murderers by planting trees.
Remembrance of the murderers.
Hey, speaking of remembrance of murderers.
That'd be like remembering Hitler at the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem.
6 million and one were killed.
Yad Vashem, whatever. Or in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of remembrance of murderers, I saw you and me on TV over the weekend. I watched a show on A&E. Called O.J. Simpson's Secret Tapes.
Oh.
And it was all the tapes that videotape of the depositions that he had to give during the civil trial.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of it, they talked about how the whole country was divided, and there was a lot of angst, and people were very upset. And they showed
Because
he got away with murder. That was what it was.
Yeah.
And it showed us burning his stuff. And, Bob, we looked great in those tapes. We looked fantastic. I never realized.
You mean I was like 30 pounds lighter?
You look great. I look great. I didn't realize how decrepit I look until I see a picture of
we're
like
getting
15
old.
Years ago.
And
but
I'm
you look the same to
overweight.
Me as you did 15
but so does,
years ago.
Yeah, that was, in fact, on our website, kgov.com/OJ.
Oh, yeah.
You could see, you can't see the reports from the day from all the news networks they're lost to history.
Yeah, I guess there wasn't a lot of internet
waves
archiving
going out to the aliens. They're out there somewhere.
They're on their way.
But you can see the clip from Comedy Central.
Right.
Which is worth seeing.
That's worth seeing. I agree.
KGov.com/OJ.
Yes. Yes.
Who's when we burned his memorabilia.
We blotted out some of his memorabilia.
And I don't know who that was, John Stewart or somebody. I don't even know those guys. But saying that OJ said the money, we spent like $20,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said that the money should be spent for finding a cure for 27 stab wounds.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was.
He said the money should be given to a battered women's shelter. And even John Stewart had to smirk at that. He didn't take that.
And
he
Stewart said. For
oh,
what?
Oh, is
find
that?
A cure for right. 27 stab wounds?
I remember now. Stewart couldn't even. Stewart wouldn't even let that go by.
No.
All right. So let's close with.
Well, there's too much tragedy.
There's
to
too much.
Close with what's going on in the Middle East.
I want to talk about.
Killing Christians. Oh. So you don't have to be in Syria to find Christians being killed.
No, you don't.
You don't have to be in Iraq. You don't have to be in Afghanistan. You could be in Oregon.
Yeah. That's shocking, but true.
Yeah.
And if the media does glorify this guy, like they have been, unfortunately, who knows what kind of other mentally unbalanced people who are on the edge, on the fringe, and they have no knowledge of the living God or right and wrong. There's no right or wrong answers. Who knows what could happen? It's very scary. Mm-hmm. But over in Syria, there was a group of Christians who were, or they were told, you will return to Islam. These were converts to Christians. The ISIS terrorists demanded that they return to Islam or they'd be tortured and killed. And the videotape, which I have not been able to watch, but apparently very compelling. They sing songs. They recite the Lord's Prayer. One woman even looks up into heaven and says the name of Jesus as the terrorist cuts her head off.
Wow.
Just
and
unbelievable.
And so, Doug, if you think about those Christians and in Oregon, you know, which group is worse off? The ones who said, yes, I'm a Christian? No. The ones who denied Christ said they were not Christians.
Right.
They are by far the worst off of all the groups.
They're in much worse shape. The ones who got shot in the head are going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if your family were in Syria, and you found out that this happened, these 12 Christians executed.
Yeah.
Who's better off if your family members were the executioners or the ones executed?
The martyrs.
Clearly, right?
That's right.
Because in Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors.
Amen. And we
have the victory.
We're always guaranteed life tomorrow in Jesus Christ.
Wow. And so, you know, it's really neat to be on the Lord's side.
Amen.
He's not on our side. We're on his side.
Amen.
KGov.com.